right now. The space is four rooms, which used to be airline baggage offices near the baggage claim area. A local veterans group using the name Western New York Freedom Lounge has an agreement with the NFTA to convert around 500 square feet of space to let service members relax and wait for their flights, perhaps with their families. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Dan Walther is lounge chairman. Walther says it will be open to all military and retired military.
They'll have to prove that they are either in the service or were in the service to gain access. And that's a process that we will have in place by the time we have it open. We hope to start renovations of the space in the next week or two. And the target date of opening should be somewhere around May 1st.
Walther says the group has raised some money and will be raising more to pay for the renovations. It is going through the legal and tax requirements to set up a nonprofit agency to run the space. He says the people putting this together say service members need some quiet and personal space in the airport. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.